Quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar sports byline studios in San Francisco, California. Check it. This is the one, the only Ring Talk Live Worldwide. And when I say the one, the only, why do I say that? Because I was the original, right? The first OG, the first podcast, the first box show, the longest running boxing show and fight show in history. Straight up, Ring Talk Live Worldwide has been on the air 42 years come September 2027. Straight up, good to be here. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, we talk boxing and MMA. And today's show, hour number one, will be delving into the world of mixed martial arts a little deeper than we usually do. In fact, we're going to dedicate not only a segment, but a couple of segments to today's show, the first hour at least anyway, to the UFC scandal. I think it's a scandal brewing. We'll talk about Conor McGregor going to the last night's fight with Max Holloway on one wheel. I mean, if you saw him when he took off his slippers or whatever those thongs or whatever it was, before he stepped up the stairs to go into the cage, he fell off balance. I mean, so his ACL or whatever he claimed he tore, it was torn before he even got into the octagon. And then I've got a picture, of course, up on my Substack page, Pedro Fernandez 593311. And the bottom line is there's a picture of him leaving a pain management center recently. Bottom line is the guy's been hurting. He had a torn ACL. He apparently had a torn ACL. They knew it. I'm talking about Dana White and these guys. They knew it, and they pushed it on the public anyway because of the fact that I think it wasn't on pay-per-view. It was on Paramount TV, and they couldn't blow it. They couldn't skip it. This was too big of an event to blow it with Paramount TV and these guys putting up that kind of money, sort of like a Netflix gig. Bottom line is money rolled and money prevailed. And of course, I don't think it was a fair fight. Of course, Max Holloway ending the fight, or the fight was over like in 15 seconds. I kept saying, why is this guy falling down? Why is this guy falling down? It was like he kept slipping on a banana peel. It's like there was a banana peel in the ring and he slipped on it three or four times. I mean, three or four times. What was going on? He went in there hurt. And apparently Dana White and the entire crew knew it. More about that after the break. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. That's 800-690-8223.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. As a veteran, show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097. Proceeds support Heroes on the Water.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solutions Center carries most of the top brands. And the great news is, your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. That's 800-520-8629.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
And all these fighters that are, you know, they share in the revenue. They do share in the revenue. They have they have the upside in the pay-per-view, you know?
No, I don't. Of course, that is Dana White. Dana STD White. That's what I call him. Or Dana the Dweeb. Call it what you want. Take a choice. Bottom line is, listen, and while I didn't notice it live, Conor McGregor, he almost fell. I talked about this a little earlier, but he almost fell getting into the octagon last night. I mean, he was allegedly going to do battle with Max Holloway. It was like a rematch, and of course, it was a big fight. It was a main event. There was a sold-out T-Mobile Arena there. I mean, this place was packed to the gills. The fans were going crazy, the whole nine yards. You know, and then I didn't realize it until the MMA Holes, this YouTube channel, showed me the video of Conor nearly falling over before he got into the ring. In other words, he couldn't support himself into the cage. He couldn't support himself when he took off his shoe. When you take off your slippers, your thongs, your shoes, whatever, bottom line is, you have to reach down, and for a split second, you're on one foot, right? Well, he couldn't handle being on one foot right then and there. He wobbled. He almost fell down. So the bottom line is, that's clear indication, stone cold evidence. This guy went into the ring or the cage, call it what you want. He went in there hurt. He went in there like, it's like a horse, like, come on, man. It's like putting a horse in a horse race. He's only got three legs. That's what this went down as. And, you know, I've got the picture of him going to that Newport Beach Pain Center. Of course, he's had some pain issues, I guess. But the bottom line is, you know, he's been off a long time. His leg was broke the last time. And I think this was all a bit of a scam. I think it was all an act. I think that him running across the ring and jumping up in the air like he did, I think that was an act. I think he knew that his knee was out, or his ACL, torn ACL, was out, and that he was going to be able to do any kind of battle. And he went over there. And it was an act. It was an Academy Award effort. There's no doubt about it. I'm talking about the guy that, you know, has a penchant for Colombian Dust reputedly. Okay, it had a big coke thing. Okay, evidently he snorted more coke than Whitney Houston smoked. Of course, you know, Whitney used to lose singing that passed away. Bottom line is, he snorted half a Peru, allegedly. Talk about Conor McGregor. Of course, then he's been off 5 years. You've seen all these pictures of him in between where he's fat and gross and all overweight, this and that. But he came down to 170 pounds or 170 and a half pounds, and he wasn't healthy. It was a hustle. I mean, let me tell you, if Don King would have done this, good Lord, Lindsey Graham? Yeah, he died. He'd come back to life and ask for a criminal investigation if Don King had done this. If DK had done this, I'm telling you, this guy would come back from the dead and say, you know what? Don King put a guy in there with one arm or one leg. And that's basically what it looks like apparently Dana did. I mean, you know, come on, man. There's no doubt about it. When he walked into, when he went up that steps, when he couldn't balance himself outside the ring or outside the cage right there on the floor, taking off his own slippers or his own shoes, you knew he was in trouble. You knew he was in trouble. But I didn't see it then. I mean, thank goodness if somebody brought my, somebody said to me, hey, Pedro, take a look at this clip. And when I look at this clip, and of course I refer back to these, the MMA holes, this YouTube channel, sort of sounds a little weird, the MMA holes. But the bottom line is the guy seems to be spot on, and I got to give him some props. That no doubt about it, but this was a big event, as I mentioned earlier. It was on Paramount TV, and of course, that makes it a huge, huge event. And the entire world was watching, evidently, either free or cheap or something like that. Bottom line is, you didn't have to pay $95 to watch this, okay? But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, all the Dana White Slick events are going to say to me, Pedro, quote, you can't prove the UFC and Dana knew that Connor was injured. But if he wasn't injured earlier, why do I have a picture of him entering the Newport Pain Management Center in Newport Beach, California, and attached to this article? And of course, they specialize in, quote, advanced treatments for chronic pain. So unless they were offering nasal therapy for rehabbing cokeheads, Conor McGregor was in all kinds of pain. I mean, come on, AKA hurt. And he went into that fight last night, and Dana had to know. You know, let me put it to you this way. Boxing has enough scumbags. It does. They don't need Dana. I mean, Dana is to boxing what gonorrhea is to dating. Had Don King, as I said, had Don King done this, his black ass would be carved up and on a platter already. Nothing will happen to Dana. For just like ex-UFC fighter Jorge Masvidal once said, untouchable. He's untouchable, and more importantly, he has Dana White privilege. Now, let's go to the card. I'm talking about Dana White, of course. Not my favorite guy. I guess you can figure that one out. Anyway, Max Holloway, a winner in 1:09 over Conor McGregor. A knee injury. Yeah, torn ACL, knee injury. Bottom line is his knee or his leg was unsteady before he got up into the cage. So they knew what time it was, and he pulled a con off on all you guys. All you people that bet money on him, bought tickets, paid for some type of pay-per-view, maybe went to a theater or something. Bottom line is, if you pay for this, if you sat down and you watched this, if you spent your time, if you wasted your time watching this, they stole your time because they stole it with a ruse. This wasn't a fight. Believe me, this just wasn't a fight. Of course, some of the fights on the undercard, I'll go into them just for a sec for the record. Paddy Pablett, the Irish lad, a lightweight, 155 pounds, beat up on Benoit St. Davis. Of course, that was like the Peruvian necktie or something like that. The Peruvian necktie doesn't sound good, doesn't it? No, it was a chokehold. Stopped him in 52 seconds of the very first round. In the bantamweight bout, Mario Bautista was a winner over Corey Sandhagen. Time for Sandhagen to hang it up. He's been around like almost longer than Dana White. Anyway, Brandon Royal was a winner in a flyweight bout over Leonard Kavanaugh. And King Green, this was a little ugly. King Green is like this UFC, not a UFC veteran, but an MMA veteran. The guy's got like 40 or 50 fights, something like that. He's lost about 15 times. Anyway, bottom line is he beat up on Terrence Holloway in the battle of black versus black. And the reason why I bring the colors up is that you don't see that. You don't see it in the world of UFC. I mean, UFC, you just don't see two black guys fighting each other. You just hardly ever see it. Some of the other fights on the card are not really worth mentioning. Bottom line is Cody Garbrandt was a loser on that card to his former champion, I believe. He lost by TKO and 1-2 Adrian Yanez. So at the end of the night, of course, they packed the T-Mobile Arena. I don't know what the exact gate was, but let me see. Do they have a gate here? No, yeah, they have a gate here. $26 million, $26,430,566. That was a gross gate. Okay, now listen. I know the impeccable might have had a piece of the action down there, and that's why he's not saying nothing about Dana White. This okay? Because when I mention Dana White, he's like, mumbles. Okay, but the bottom line is, come on, man. If you threw money in there and you went down to see this fight, and they did this to you, you deserve your money back. You deserve your money back. I'll say it again. If you went to Vegas, if you spent all this money in Vegas, and Vegas is expensive. I told you last time I was down there, Bailey, I was like $23 for a cheeseburger and fries without a Coke. Wait, without a fries. And we're not talking about no, like, Beeps burger or something like that. No Clash. You know what I'm saying? Just like some trash burger in the casino. Bottom line is, it's unbelievable the prices down there in Las Vegas. And, of course, the UFC sucking in on these high prices. Got 20,000 people. 20,078 people. Right on, man. I think that's wonderful. I think that's fantastic. They got 20,000 people into a stadium. But the fact that they got them in there under a ruse, that to me, I have a problem with. I do. It wasn't straight. There's no way you could tell me it's straight. I'm an ex-cop. I'm a private investigator. It doesn't take being a private investigator or a cop to look at that video and realize that he was damaged goods going up the stairs before he went up the stairs to that cage fight. Of course, and somebody had to know it. I mean, come on. This is there are no secrets. When guys are hurt, I heard he had an injury, but you know, that's what you hear all the time, right? So-and-so's injured. It used to happen in boxing all the time. Some of the times it was true. Not too often, but often when guys go into the ring or the octagon, they've got some ache or pain. I mean, I remember one time I had a hand issue, right? Didn't bother me once they wrapped up that hand and it was time to go. It didn't bother me at all. I mean, the hand was swollen the whole 9 yards. I didn't work, and I won. But it didn't bother me. You know what I'm saying? Because you got a job to do. But last night, that bothered me. Because, you know, I spent a lot of time waiting for that fight to take place. You know what I'm saying? I had to watch all this stuff before. And it was okay. Some of the action was pretty good. But the bottom line is, I didn't want to spend that much time in Dana White's company. I just didn't. Because I'm telling you, Dana STD White, or the dweeb, whatever you want to call him. Call him the dweeb. Call him STD. Call him what you want. But the bottom line is, he's bad for boxing. And as I said, was rolled to an early break. And of course, he's controlled the world of mixed martial arts in the UFC to the point where he's all by himself. There's no other entity but the UFC. These guys don't get paid much money. Mr. Holloway might have got a couple million bucks last night, but he is the exception to the rule. For the most part, they get pimped off. That's just my opinion. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device, it's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
I get a lot of calls from people across the country who are suffering from the affliction of IRS tax debt. Hi, I'm the tax doctor. Call me right now. My team specializes in helping people over the age of 50 solve their tax problems. And the bigger your tax problem is, the more money you can save. If you owe the IRS money, or you're about to owe the IRS money, or even if you need to file years of unfiled returns, call us right now. Our friendly, highly trained representatives are waiting right now to take your call. Over the years, we've helped thousands of people just like you stop the tax liens, Wade's garnishments, and harassing phone calls.
You don't need to send the IRS a big fat check. We can negotiate a lower amount. That's what we guarantee for you. So call us right now.
800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. That's 800-603-9359.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
But he has a shock in store for him. He has two great chances. Slim and none, and Slim's out of town.
Don King talking about Conor McGregor going to the octagon last night on one leg. He had no chance. Right? And Slim and none, and Slim was out of town. Bottom line is they pulled a ruse on it. They got over on us, folks. If you were the spectator, like on TV, or if you wasted your time, if you spent your time watching this, you watched what was almost a prearranged event. I mean, I don't want to use the word fix, because anytime I use the word fix, people get pushed out of shape, start talking about lawyers and that kind of stuff. But the bottom line is, from my estimations, from my view, this was like bad news. When I saw him go up, when I saw the tape afterwards of him staggering around and then going up the stairs, basically unbalanced and not on good legs, I knew right then and then. After the fight, I didn't know then, but I knew after the fight that he went in there as damaged goods. So straight up, that is this saga of Conor McGregor. But wait, guess what? Dana White wasn't done. The news breaking out of Las Vegas in the world of boxing this week was Shakur Stevenson. That's right, Shakur. Exciting Knot Stevenson has signed a promotional deal with Dana, STD White, and Zuffa Boxing. And while some of you might see this as a bad thing, it's not a bad thing. Larry Merchant and I both agree they deserve each other. I kid you not. I mean, Shakur is the most unexciting so-called elite fighter in boxing history, and he can sink out an arena, even in his own hometown, like a giant fart going through the air conditioner. I kid you not. And yeah, Shakur puts people to sleep, but it's his fans. He never puts opponents to sleep. And bottom line is, you know, I mean, you see people leaving early from his fights, or they're so bored they're on the phone talking to their kids. You know, Dana deserves Shakur and Neil. There's absolutely no doubt about it. So we get rid of Shakur and Neil. He goes over to Dana White, call him SS, of course, Shakur Stevenson. And, of course, Dana, as I mentioned this earlier, I keep repeating this because you guys don't understand what I'm trying to say. I don't think it's clear enough. But the bottom line is, Dana White is to boxing what gonorrhea is to dating. So what I'm trying to tell you is, Dana is not the greatest guy in the world, and every other promoter on the planet is probably feeling relieved that they didn't have to sign Shakur Stevenson. And I know I'm going to piss off some of my cohorts here, but Shakur Stevenson, Shushu Carrington, and the rest of these Floyd Mayweather types that prefer to touch people instead of punch people are unexciting with a capital U. Bottom line is, Shannon Sharp, Mr. ESPN, former NFL guy, of course, he tore into Shakur Stevenson this week. I mean, Shakur didn't know, he didn't know how to defend himself. And then afterwards, because he's boring. He's boring. You can't defend boring. You can't defend sucking. You can't do it. I mean, I know when I'm boring on the radio. I know it after the segment. Right then and there, you know it. Okay? And yet he goes out and he touches people. And when you touch people in boxing, it's not boxing. It's fencing. It's professional fencing. Shushu Carrington, that was terrible what he did last week. Yeah, he won that fight going away, but man, but that stunk the joint out. It just did. And of course, you know, Floyd Mayweather, he sort of set all this up. Speaking of Floyd, want to mention Floyd Mayweather, the Floyd Mayweather debacle. Of course, the guy that had supposedly hundreds of millions of dollars, and now he doesn't have a dime. And why do I say that? Because I told you time and time before, three sentences, well, this one sentence just breaks it out, why Floyd Mayweather is broke. Okay, Floyd Mayweather is broke because of the fact he spends too much money. All right, well, no matter how much money he makes, he spends too much money. He just does. I mean, you know, you can make $1 billion, but he spent a billion and change. Guess what? You spent too much. And he spent stuff on, he invested in like lazy, crazy things like cars. You know, that one watch that he bought for $18 million. He bought a watch for $18 million. Now I'm told if you wanted to sell it, it'd be worth about $7 million. I mean, how can you buy something and then lose $11 million on it and be called a brilliant businessman? I just don't get it. I really don't get it. I don't. I'm absolutely mind blown on that one. I don't get it. So the bottom line is, at the end of the day, Shakur Stevenson and and Dana White deserve it. Now listen, if you run into Dana and Shakur, please do it with a truck. And while I don't wish bad things upon anybody from a writer or a fan's perspective, but if Shakur Stevenson and Dana White were both run over by a truck and Shushu Carrington were a witness, Shoe might quit fighting like a fencer, and folks overall, the sport of boxing will be better, no doubt about that. Don't forget Pedro's Substack page, Pedro Fernandez of Substack, 39351, straight 511. Not the most active week in the world boxing, of course. Upcoming, man, we've got big fights coming up. Of course, the fight down in Australia with the shot Earl Spence. Earl Spence was so shot, he has bullet holes in him. I mean, lots of bullet holes. I kid you not. What? How can you say that, Pedro? 2015 Prospect of the Year, yeah, way back. And then 28-1, 22 KOs. The only fight he ever lost, of course, was that fight in 3 years ago to Terrence Crawford. Of course, Terrence Crawford lit him up like a White House Christmas tree. If they were in a relationship, it would have been domestic violence. I mean, it was like one-sided, no doubt about that. But then again, it was sort of predicted going in because, you know, Spence had been thrown out of a car at 120 miles an hour, 150. Well, 100, does it matter if it's 110 or 115 in Peckham 1? Probably not. Probably not, okay? He was thrown out of a car at greater than 100 miles an hour. You can see him in the video flipping out of the car. These guys were chasing him because evidently, apparently, he pulled his $10,000 pistol on some guys at a party, right? And then it was time to back it up or something like that, and he got the hell out of there. I don't blame him. I would have got the hell out of there, too. There's no doubt about it. But the bottom line is Earl Spence is shot. And, you know, so I was looking at the odds, and Earl Spence is a slight favorite here, and sort of blew me away there that he's a slight favorite. Are they trying to pull something over on us? Of course, 28-1, 22 KOs at one loss, I mentioned, to the champion Tim Crawford. But Tim Zhu, the son of Kashi, 27-3, been stopped two times. Bakharov stopped him, and Sebastian Fedora stopped him, of course. And then that fight with Fedora, he was undefeated, and they had that fight with Sebastian Fedora, the 6'5" freak, whatever, you know, call him what you want, elongated, 6'5", 154 pounds, WBC champion. Anyway, bottom line is he got cut in the second round of a fight with Sebastian Fedora, the first one. He got cut with an elbow, and the cut opened up on the top of his head, and you couldn't stop the cut. The cut men couldn't stop the cut because it was on a vein. It was on a vein. You couldn't stop it. You just couldn't stop it. There's no way it's going to stop. You got to stitch it closed. That's the only way it's going to stop bleeding, okay? Well, guess what? The Zhu corner, as inexperienced as they were, and of course, these were the guys that handled Jeff Fennec back in the day in Kostya Zhu. I believe both there's one of the trainers had both those guys in there. They were in the corner, and they let this go on. And what they did was they ruined the career and the undefeated record of a guy, a white guy. And, of course, white guys sell tickets, especially down there in Australia. I'm talking about Tim Zhu. But, you know, Tim Zhu and Earl Spence. I think Tim Zhu's like Tim Zhu. He's another guy. He's got some bullet holes in him. Not as many. But, you know, got a couple bullet holes in him. Of course, been knocked out twice because that's nothing. 18 KOs and 27 wins. But, you know, they're going to hook it up. I think it's going to be on DAZN pay-per-view. I'm not into these pay-per-views. Of course, if you got a chance to watch it through somebody else's house or go over to somebody else's house or go over to Bailey's house and watch it on the, find another way. That the pay-per-view end of this is killing everybody. And, of course, I think Dana White is trying to get away from pay-per-view by trying to go to Paramount and Hulu, and he's trying to shop things around to different people. And you know, I like his imagination, bottom line, is because, you know, because pay-per-view, not a whole lot of people I know pay-per-view. I mean, me and Socrates do, and Bailey does, and Tommy D does. Speaking of Tommy D, he's got the week off, of course, and he's hanging out with Socrates Palmer today. Of course, they got some type of family thing going on. But the bottom line is Earl Spence and Tim Zhu, a battle of two-shot guys. I'm going to go with Tim Zhu, and, of course, that's going to be from Australia. Man, that's going to rock and roll, no doubt about that. Now, the big fight, Anthony Joshua, number 7 ranked in the world, of course, former 2012 Olympic gold medalist, former world heavyweight champion, 29-4, been knocked out two times, scores 26 KOs. Bottom line is, at one point in time, I thought he was God's gift to boxing. 6'6", 235 lean pounds. I mean, he could box, he could talk, he could fight, he could punch. Bottom line is, though, he didn't really have that boxing acumen. I mean, when he won the Olympic gold medal, he did it not with a whole lot of fights. He didn't have a big, long resume, okay? But, give him props. He did it. There's no doubt about it, much like Deontay Wilder did it before him. And you got to give him props, of course. But Deontay got the bronze medal in 2008. But the 2012 Olympic gold medals was thought to be the next coming of Christ. I mean, I thought he was like going to be like the next boxing guy. But then his chin, or I don't know what happened, but the bottom line is he got lit up a couple times. Of course, on the 25th of June, it looks like he's going to take on a guy by the name of Christian Pranga, who's 20-1 with 20 KOs. Big, powerful puncher. But I'm looking at his record. He's fought Bailey. If he's 20-1, he fought Bailey and me 18 times. I mean, maybe he fought one other guy with a decent... No, nobody on his record even looks at slightly reputable. I'm kidding you not. So it looks like bums. I don't know that about that. And speaking of bums, I didn't say that Earl Spence was a bum. I said Earl Spence is shot.
He's absolutely gone. There's no doubt about it. Of course, and Derrick James, his former trainer, is suing him for $5 million, claiming that the on the Terrence Crawford fight, he only got $350,000 as a training fee when he should have got 10% of his overall money. He's got a point there, but the bottom line is, good luck in proving it. But he's filed a $5 million lawsuit. I don't know if you want to file a $5 million lawsuit if you're saying a guy didn't burn you out of $5 million. I don't get that. Was he trying to get himself for less? Because the bottom line is, if you got 10%, Spence didn't get $50 million. There's no way he can get 10% of that and end up having come up with $5 million. At the end of the day, Errol Spence is out of his mind, much like Floyd Mayweather is out of his mind, of course, when it comes to these legal procedures. I mean, I told you, he had a chance a couple of months ago. The DA's office in Clark County, Las Vegas, advised him, guess what? We're going to swear out a warrant for your name. We're going to take you to court because you bounced this check for $200,000 for a watch a year and a half ago, and you've ghosted the guy. You're not talking to the guy. The guy's been calling you. The guy's lawyer's calling you, sending you letters, holding on yours. You're ignoring him. So we're going to have to file charges against you, Floyd, unless you can come up with $200,000 and borrow and get the money back. So instead of going to like Bailey, a reputable loan guy or something like that, you know, somebody off the street getting some money. I mean, he couldn't get hot money. He couldn't get money off the street. 200 grand to stay away from two felonies. Think about that for a second. These felonies could bring him 24 years in jail. Okay? And you know what they do? And you know how they do celebrity types in Nevada? Think about O.J. Simpson. Man, O.J. got the shaft down there, remember? I mean, come on, man. The O.J. was trying to get his stuff back. O.J., I don't think O.J. tried to pull a gun on anybody or threaten their lives or things like that, but he spent a long time in jail for it. Of course, he had murdered his wife and her boyfriend and gotten away with it back in 1995. So I guess karma, you know, karma finally caught up to O.J. Simpson, but it doesn't catch up to most people, doesn't it? Karma doesn't do enough. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We'll come back with the head of the Kronk Gym, no doubt about it. You could be freaked out about this one. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Listen, were you forced into getting a solar contract and now you just don't want it anymore? Maybe the solar company misled you. Or is your solar contract buried with hidden fees? Are you not saving the amount of money you thought you would on your energy costs? Don't worry. At the Solar Exit Hotline, we can help you cancel your solar contract, even if the panels are already installed. Our experienced legal team will review your contract and help you cancel it, possibly saving you thousands of dollars. You got to call right now for complete details. So listen, if you're not happy with your solar contract for any reason, we are here to help you cancel it. Call the Solar Exit Hotline now for immediate options to help you exit your solar contract. This call is 100% free.
800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. That's 800-826-4073.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Well, that's a change in society today. And that's it's a lot of, you know, we could get into that. We're going through a million things, even though they watch so many of the shows. I mean, it's nothing but stuff, whether the crime scene or this and that. It's always the TV show, and it's cutting up the body. Somebody's finding the body decomposing all of it. This is a society right now that just totally out of focus. Excessive violence, excessive sex on TV and the music and the theaters. I mean, it's just the sports, the only thing that they can relate to, which they see most, is basketball and football, mainly basketball. And that's what the kids are most far doing, and especially the black kids. And it's normal you want to go into something, what you see, you don't even see all the amateur boxing on TVs. A lot of people see something, that's what they want to be involved with, but they don't even see that anymore.
The late Goldfather, Emanuel Stewart. I say he was my landlord a couple of times. When I say my landlord, of course, I got to stay. Or he was a hotel, an innkeeper, per se, because his house was like an inn. There was like all these rooms, and fighters stayed in different rooms. Of course, I got my own room there. It was pretty cool. But the bottom line is we go from yesterday to today as far as Kronk Jim's concerned and bring in Paul Body. Of course, he is the – and, Paul, I was looking on LinkedIn. There's a guy, the guy with your same name that's Pakistani, and I'm taking that's not you.
Pedro, well, nice to be here, and thank you for having me. There's actually a mix of Pakistani in my background, so, but that one you looked at may not have been me unless it said Kronk.
No, I'm just kidding with you, but there was two Paul bodies. So tell me, Manuel's been gone since 2012. That's unbelievable. It's like been 14 years come October, I think.
Yeah, absolutely, and as we're all aware, he just recently had his birthday, which would have been his 82nd birthday. And we did a nice tribute post to him on our socials and released a very special edition gold gym bag that Emmanuel always used when he was training Vladimir Klitschko. So we like to bring out something very special every year just to commemorate the great man's birthday.
You know, he used to call me from Ukraine at 4 o'clock in the morning and wake me up, right? And he went, "Mother Ducker, get out of bed." So what? Get up. Get up right now. Well, but come on, man. It's like 4 o'clock in the morning, man. It ain't 4 o'clock here. Maybe 4 o'clock in the afternoon, but it ain't 4 o'clock in the morning here. Wake your ass up. You ain't got no job, Pedro. You're a boxing writer. You ain't got no job. Wake your ass up. So he would do this over and over again. And then after, you know, his health started to decline, he wasn't in the Ukraine, this and that, I realized how much I missed those calls.
Yeah, I've heard so many stories, including what you shared that with me on our text relationship. And yeah, there's just so many people over the last couple of years, hundreds and hundreds of people I've met that were so deeply associated with him, including obviously his wife Marie, daughter Sylvia, and his sister Diane. And I've heard all angles, all perspectives about this man, and I've had to kind of learn and absorb everything that he was about. His boxing history is very well, you know, publicized, and it's very searchable, but I really wanted to understand the man, having never met him. I was only in the same building as him once, and that's my only claim. When I came over to the US in 2007 from Manchester, England, I went to the Mayweather-Hatton fight, and I know he was doing the HBO commentary. Yeah. So we were in the same building once, but I was sat up in the gods and he was ringside. So I never got the chance to meet him, but what an incredible man. And I hope he's very proud of what we've done with the new iteration of the brand.
1962 AAU champion, 118 pounds of bantamweight. Of course, he wasn't the greatest, biggest puncher in the world. He was a good boxer, no doubt about that. And he told me he tried to turn pro and he couldn't get a manager. Couldn't get a manager. And of course, they wanted to bring him out to L.A. possibly and work in, at the Olympic Auditorium. He wanted to stay in Detroit. Of course, he couldn't get anybody in Detroit with any money. And then, of course, then he formed Kronk Gym and him and Prentice Bird. Prentice Bird was his partner. Prentice Bird, is Prentice Bird still associated with the gym?
No, he's not, no.
Okay, because he was Emanuel's right hand. I mean, for a long time there. And of course, Emanuel and Richard Sloan, the great Richard Sloan. You know, Richard Sloan, the artist, he's a bit sick of these. He's recovering these days, but he's been ill of late. But you know, he and Emanuel, they lived in the same house together. They were like brothers.
Yeah, Richard, a very big friend of ours. I've had the pleasure of meeting him a few times. I regularly keep in touch, and it's great to hear, Pedro, that he's doing much better.
Well, you know, he's back to Emanuel just for a second in his health. Emanuel stands for one thing to me. His integrity, his honesty. But there's one other thing health-wise. He didn't get the colonoscopies. You hear what I'm trying to say? And if he got the colonoscopy, he might still be celebrating birthday number 82.
Right. Now, you've got to be very proactive with your health these days, for sure.
Especially up there where the sun doesn't shine, because, you know, something could grow up there. You wouldn't have no idea. How would you know?
Yeah, we're 6 months of the year in an igloo over here. So, like most of the U.S., actually, except where you are. But, yeah, it's extremely bitterly cold in the winter, and everyone needs a bit of that vitamin D, Pedro.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Of course, Detroit, now, is this a change of climates for you from the UK to here?
The UK, I'm from Manchester. It typically rains most days. Bizarrely, they're going through a bit of a heat wave in Manchester now. So it must be awful being there because they have no air conditioning in homes.
How come there's no air conditioning in Europe? Somebody told me there's no air conditioning in Europe. Is that true?
Well, pretty much so, yeah. I think some of the mainland Europe with the hotter countries, your Spains, your Greece, your Portugal, they do. But England's typically a very neutral climate and not very warm.
Is that where you can occasionally, I won't say it, but the bottom line is women have a bit of an aroma in Europe. I don't want to say it's untawdry or anything like that, but it's just like, you know, I've got really sensitive noses. And do you know what they used to call me as a policeman? Dope dog. When I was with the SFPD, they called me Dope Dog because I would sniff out all the drugs, and they have search warrants and go into a house, and they wouldn't know what to do, and the cops couldn't find stuff, and I find it, and they said, and then I remember my lieutenant said to me one time, "How the hell do you keep finding all these drugs, Dope Dog?" Well, my cousin sold drugs, so that's what sort of before I got into the police department, so I had a bit of a pre-education there. Now, Kronk Gym. Is there an actual gym still going on?
Yes. So, I mean, just to give a bit of a picture for yourself and the listeners, as you mentioned, Emanuel unfortunately passed in 2012. There was a couple of iterations of Kronk, the last one being around 2018-20. And unfortunately, COVID got hold of that. There was a flood in the basement of the church where they reopened the gym. And from 20 to 2024, the brand just kind of dissipated, died away. So myself and three or four other investors, we acquired the trademarks from Marie and Sylvia. And literally, Pedro, I have a binder in my house. We bought 52 pieces of paper. There was no gym, no website, no fighters, no financials, no assets, no boxes, nothing. So we literally started the brand from scratch. So it's that weird dichotomy because you've got a brand with such a massive name that's seen the highest lights in its chosen field of boxing. But on the business side, we've had to start from scratch like a true startup. We started the website. We've built a revenue stream of merchandise, licensing, the gym. And we actually opened our gym at the famous and iconic Brewster Wheeler Recreation Center, where Emanuel used to train back in the day, as well as Joe Lewis and Sugar Ray Robinson. So we've got 3,500 square feet in what used to be the old auditorium in this 50,000 square foot Brewster complex that's being fully renovated to handle the load of the you know, the social climate today. There's going to be learning centers in there. There's a wrestling center in there. We have the boxing gym, of course. There's going to be some eateries in there, a big basketball court. Wow. And in the vicinity of the Brewster Center, just as you like step out of our front door, there is four units that will house 220 families. Four affordable housing units are going up, so we're going to have a lot more traffic in the gym. And the one thing we love as a team is that Kronk's back in Detroit. We are a stone throw from the other four sports franchises in Detroit. We have the trademark Detroit's fifth franchise, and that's exactly what we're building it back to be.
Paul Barty is our guest, the head of Kronk Gym, of course, Kronk Gym 2026. I want to mention the Brewster Projects, of course. That's where Diana Ross and the Supremes, all three of those girls came from the Brewster Projects. A lot of musical stars came from the Brewster Projects.
Oh, there's so much history there. Diana Ross played there.
Yeah, no, she lived there.
She did. She lived part of those Brewster Projects. Yeah. Eleanor Roosevelt broke ground on that building in 1929. The Globetrotters played there in 1932. Jonathan Banks used to train there, who's our head trainer now. And in fact, Joe Lewis's ring is still in the basement. And the company that owns the building, MHT Construction, they're going to be paying homage to that and making it a bit of a museum feature. And they're going to tie it into the Michigan Tourism Boards to head to the Brewster Center, see where the Brown Bomber used to train. And while you're here, come and tour around the new Kronk Gym. Pedro, or any of the listeners, whenever you're in Detroit, please come by and see it. I call it a functional museum, because we have oxygenated and brought back 55 years of heritage all around the walls of this gym. All the 41 champions are paid homage to. And it's great having Milton McCrory in the gym every night, training amateurs. Jimmy Paul's coming by recently. Hilmer's been in, and he shows us how to do the speed bag. And we had a really very, it was a beautiful visit, but at the same time, a sad visit. We had Lisa McClellan bring through Gerald about a month ago.
Yeah.
And we did that when the gym was closed, because obviously he's got a lot of difficulties. And he was getting somewhat agitated in his chair, because Lisa's saying, "Hey, Gerald, you're in Kronk Gym."
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm not at Kronk. And she wheeled him over to a heavy bag. And he started touching it. And he was like, "Kronk, am I here?" And she says, "Yes, you're back." And he just started having a smile. And he was just tapping the bag with his hands. And it was just lovely to see him.
You know, I guess about 2005, somewhere around there, we held a fundraiser in Lakeport, Illinois, for Gerald McClellan and Greg Page. And the only two people in the boxing business, the only three people in the boxing business, three people in the entire industry showed up were myself, Richard Sloan, and Jerry Cooney. Imagine that. Three people, and this was publicized all over the place, and back when they had newspapers and things like that as well, and nobody showed up. I mean, it's just the boxing world, for the most part, there's not a whole lot of grateful people involved.
Star today and gone tomorrow. That's the unfortunate tale of the sport.
But then Gerald grabs me and pulls me close to him, Paul. He says to me, Pedro, where's Emmanuel? Is Emmanuel here? And I almost wanted to cry. I mean, because he's blind and he's deaf in one ear. Yeah. And I mean, I almost wanted to cry. He says to me, Where's Emmanuel? I said, I called him, man. I said, but you know, he's got that HBO job, and they got him in, I don't know where it's, LA or something like that. But he couldn't come. But he wanted me to tell you that he loves you, Gerald, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, that was like super emotional.
Yeah, very much. Yeah, it was very moving to everybody that was at the gym that day. A few of the old faces turned up to see him, and he recognized a lot of the voices. There was Third Chambers that saw him there. And there was a lot of great connection. Bronco McCart came along.
Wow.
And it was very, very nice to see.
Okay. What is the Kronk Gym? What is the website?
It's kronk.com. And anyone listening can go to kronk.com, see about everything that we're doing. You'll see lots of pictures and tributes to the champions of the past. And you'll see about our new services today. Because, as I mentioned, Pedro, I'm bringing this back as like a sports licensing media platform. As I mentioned on many podcasts, and I'll take the liberty to mention today, you know, Emmanuel had this lightning in a bottle for 25, 30 years. where he had multiple champions and top five, top 10 contenders going out five times a year. And he was getting tremendous revenue of the 20% that Crump would get, you know, 10 times a year over 30 years. So he had that coming in. As we took the brand over, you know, 2024, we don't have any of them champions. We've only got one professional, Hunter Lee. He's at 5-0. He fights again July 24th in Detroit. So when I presented to Marie and Sylvia my thesis and strategy for Kronk, it was a case of building it for scale and longevity. I don't have the suite of champions that man had, but what I want to capitalize upon is the brand heritage, the brand equity, the authenticity that you can't buy in business. Like, you can't teach an athlete timing. You've got it or you don't. Well, Kronk has this unbelievable position as very powerful IP and sports combat in today's world. So we're building a business around it. And all the revenue streams, Pedro, that's the flywheel of revenue to support the boxing. So yeah, what it's done so far, we've got 20 amateurs signed that are in the amateur team.
Paul, we're running up on a hard break. Maybe you got to come back sometime and talk some more. But the bottom line is, Paul Body, of course, the head of Kronk Gym, Kronk.com, that is the website. Bottom line is, I'm running up on a hard station break here, and I have no choice but to say goodbye, and I thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure, Petro, and thank you, everyone, for listening.
We'll talk again soon. Paul Body, of course, of Kronk.com. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I am slow developing the website, thelastrealboxingwriter.com, and of course, thelastrealwriter.com. I've got both those domains. I'm looking to put them together with websites. Bottom line is, I will talk straight stuff on the one website, of course, boxing on the other, no doubt about that. But in the meantime, you can check me out on substack.com at PedroFernandez393511. In fact, some of the articles I got up there, I've got an interview with Larry Merchant. Maybe you heard last week's interview with us. Of course, it was an untouchable interview, no doubt about the retired HBO Godfather will be here in depth in hour number two. Of course, doctors not being honest with people, Americans especially. Boxing history firsthand, Mike Tyson knocks out Michael Spinks. The new heavyweight rage, Terra Mona, why do Samoan fighters fail? All kinds of different stories coming at you at ringtalk.com. Take that back, at ringtalk.com, at substack.com. Pedro Fernandez, 393-511. Straight up, this has been the hour number one of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Hour number two will feature just about the entire hour will be dedicated to the retired HBO Godfather, Mr. Larry Merch, right? The Godfather will be here. The Godmama's not be here. Make sure your Godmama won't be here. I'll talk about Patricia Stitch Merchant. May she rest in peace. I love her dearly. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Stick around for hour number two.
I'm Dominic Jimenez, and this is a Sports Byline USA 2-Minute Warning. As one of the youngest members of the Sports Byline USA family, I've often found myself in the role where I playfully poke fun at my older colleagues and try to keep them up to date on current pop culture, things that they no longer associate with. But 2026 has provided me some of my first old man moments. Some of these freshly drafted athletes are now almost half my age. And 2026 will be the last time many players I've grown up with will be wearing a pro jersey for the last time. It hit me like a Mike Tyson punch. Most of the people I grew up watching are retired or on their last ride into the sunset. The 2026 World Cup will see the last international minutes, probably, of Lionel Messi, Cristiano Ronaldo, Neymar, Memo Ochoa, and Luka Modric. Justin Verlander's already announced that this is going to be his last season. Mike Trout has struggled to stay healthy and seems a shell of the player he once was. Serena Williams has retired, unretired, and then got injured shortly after unretiring. LeBron James is 41, Stephen Curry 38, Max Scherzer 41. Novak Djokovic is the last of the big four who's still playing. Tiger Woods may never play another competitive round of golf on the PGA Tour. And we've tragically lost Kobe Bryant, Johnny Gaudreau, and Diogo Jota in just the last few years. I think you get my point. From the time I became a teenager, there are very few of my favorites still active. And no matter how impervious our favorites may seem to the power of Father Time, he remains undefeated. So what's my point with all this rambling about my childhood favorites? It's my reminder to all sports fans out there to appreciate the greats while we still can. They excite us fans every time they lace them up, and we should do our best to live in the moment. We can get so caught up trying to capture the perfect moment on our phones that we can lose ourselves a bit at these sporting events. But every great career comes to an end. So let's make sure we give our favorites their flowers and truly appreciate their greatness while we still can. Andy Bernard said it best in the series finale of The Office. I wish there was a way to know you're in the good old days before you've actually left them. Well, sports fans, we've been pretty blessed over the last 20 years with the talent that has graced our favorite sports. It's not too late to let you know we still have got some good days left. I'm Dominic Jimenez, and this has been a Sports Byline USA 2-Minute Warning.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org
and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
If you're losing calls, missing leads, or spending too much time chasing customers, this message is for you. Create Assistance helps businesses answer every call, text, and message 24/7 using AI employees without hiring more staff. We handle bookings, follow-ups, reminders, and customer communication all inside one simple system built for small businesses. Stop losing opportunities after hours. Visit createassistance.ai and book a quick call today. We look forward to hearing from you.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million-dollar Sports Byline Studios in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. Check it. This is Ring Talk live worldwide. Often imitated, but hardly duplicated. And how can I say that with a straight face? Because I was the original, the first OG. I started this stuff back in 1984 because we went on the internet in 1994 and never looked back. Been, of course, with Sports Byline now for almost 20 years straight up. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez, and welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 42 years, you're inside looking at the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. I will touch on the subject I covered extensively in the early part of hour number one, talking about the apparently fixed fight last night between Max Holloway and Conor McGregor. And I say apparently because the bottom line is, you know, Conor McGregor went into that fight hurt. I mean, when he took off his slippers, he almost fell down. He couldn't stand on one leg outside of the cage, let alone in the cage. And then, of course, he went up the stairs, looked a little unsteady. Then he got in there, and he fell down three or four different times. I mean, he was falling down. I was saying to myself, are there banana peels? I mean, it was like some type of cartoon, a UFC cartoon, an animation or something like that. And maybe he was slipping on imaginary or invisible banana peels time and time again. He must have slipped three or four times. Okay, and then of course the referee realizes, hey, something's wrong, and he says, man, my knee's gone, blah blah blah. They're trying to say that he blew it out when he ran across the ring. No, he blew it out before the fight. There's no doubt about it. Look at the videotape. I got a picture of him entering a pain place down there in Newport Beach, California. So he's had some pain issues the last few weeks. But the bottom line is, you know, he wobbled. He couldn't stand up on his own two feet, and yet they put him in a fight with millions of dollars on the line, all these people watching on worldwide on Paramount TV, and of course a sold-out gate better than 20,000 people at the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. What does it smell like? Smells like day-old fish. Straight up, this is Ring Talk live worldwide.
want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
I get a lot of calls from people across the country who are suffering from the affliction of IRS tax debt. Hi, I'm the tax doctor. Call me right now. My team specializes in helping people over the age of 50 solve their tax problems. And the bigger your tax problem is, the more money you can save. If you owe the IRS money, or you're about to owe the IRS money, or even if you need to file years of unfiled returns, call us right now. Our friendly, highly trained representatives are waiting right now to take your call. Over the years, we've helped thousands of people just like you stop the tax liens, wage garnishments, and harassing phone calls. You don't need to send the IRS a big fat check. We can negotiate a lower amount. That's what we guarantee for you. So call us right now.
800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. That's 800-603-9359.
This report is sponsored by IBM. The Championships Wimbledon will run from Monday, the 29th of June, to Sunday, the 12th of July, 2026. Tech partner IBM brings new personalized, fan-focused features to the experience thanks to its powerful Watson X technology. The new Key Moments tool analyzes play to calculate each player's probability of victory. Enhanced Match Chat is an interactive match companion capable of conversational-style AI responses to questions. To learn more, download the Wimbledon app or visit Wimbledon.com.
Kohl's knows summer comes with a few family debates. Like, what's the best ice cream flavor? Or who gets the good pool noodle? But when it comes to Kohl's summer outfits, everyone's in agreement. They're comfy, they're cool, they're stylish. And they're here to make everyone's summer feel a little easier. Shop now for looks that the whole family will sign off on at Kohl's and Kohl's.com. Select styles, some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Hello, good evening, everyone. Thank you for coming here to all the media and press. Thank you for being here to support our fight tonight. I know you enjoyed the fight, but I thought, although the decision is it's not really a favor to me, like I'm sad. But I did my best. Being a no fight.
The Pac-Man, Manny Pacquiao. That didn't work out right. We'll try it again next week. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA. I want to go off subject just for a second. Of course, a close friend of mine who spent some time in the studio on occasion, he went to the doctor last week, and he's 25 pounds, at least 25, maybe 35 or 40 pounds overweight. And the doctor tells him, quote, "You're in good health for your age." Whoa, end quote. That being said, it doesn't take AI to figure out that him having a heart attack in the next 10 years or so might be a safer bet than his not having a heart attack. And why do I say that? Because there's heart woes in his family. But the bottom line is, the semi-muted medical world, they don't talk about bad food. They just don't. The doctor didn't say anything about his gut, didn't bring it up. And of course, when I talk health, I can rarely use the F word. You know what the F word is? Fat. Because if I mention the F word, it is the fat people or the heavyset people. What the N word is, the black people. I kid you not. The only one positive effect of COVID, I remember a couple of friends of mine got COVID, is that they lost 120 combined pounds, but then they put the weight back on. So what's, what I'm trying to say is, and when you try to explain food to somebody that's got eating issues, right, it's like talking to a crackhead. because they either they're over. I call them the overfed, but they know it all. There's no doubt about it. And I mean, they go back at you. Put it this way: a 5'10" friend of mine weighs 280 pounds, 280+ pounds. He was over 65 years old, and he told me with a straight face, "Are you ready? I'm heavy and healthy." Say what? That's a glaring illustration of his not being hip, and I'm being kind here, folks, on health. And when you're heavy, in denial, and post-55, you're playing with a human nitroglycerin. Does the excess poundage mean there's a greater chance of you having a heart attack or a stroke? And why am I going off system here? Because the other day, I carried 2 bags of groceries up some stairs. Let me tell you about this. This old guy, weight tripping, recently was toting 2 well-stuffed Whole Foods bags. Of course, I despise Jeff Bezos, but everybody knows all I eat is Whole Foods. But the bottom line is, I lugged 2 bags of groceries up 2 flights of stairs. And you figure Pedro walks around about 155 pounds and the groceries weighed a combined 35 pounds. So it was right then and there that the writer realized that what it's like for a person 35 pounds overweight to go up 2 flights of stairs without any shopping bags. And, you know, America's overweight. This is absolutely no doubt about it. Not only is America walking around with a tire on its waist, Americans go to the doctor more and spend more per capita, more money per capita than any other group of people. And I'm talking about Europe and Canada, places like that, where it's supposed to be modern medicine and things like that. But we're behind them as far as, you know, health and nutrition. Don't forget, there's 200 items, man. 200, not a couple, but 200 items, chemicals that are approved and deemed safe by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, which in reality are unsafe, and only the governors of Florida and Texas seem to be challenging. Talk about not my two favorite guys, Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott. But the bottom line is, you know, there's stuff in, I mean, why are they putting aluminum phosphate in a chicken sandwich at Chick-fil-A? I mean, ask them that. And why are there, like, all these, and the reason why they've gotten away with this is that there's a law, I did my research, there's a law back in 1958, it's called GRAS. And it came into effect, and what Grass said was, you know, it's considered okay. Say what? You got to be kidding me. Yeah. In other words, if the manufacturer says it's okay, it's okay. The FDA just doesn't. I mean, they don't inspect your food. I mean, I kid you not. Generally recognized as safe. I mean, think about that. All those chemicals, and it's like 35 of them that I came up with on myself, but there's 200 of them that Whole Foods doesn't allow, and there's 200 of them that are allowed here in the United States that aren't allowed in Canada, China in some parts, and Europe. What can I say? I mean, these people are eating better than us. They're spending less time at the doctors. They're not fat. The entire country's fat. I mean, somebody told me that 2/3 of American adults are either obese or slightly obese, or they're fat, or they're overweight, or they're not in shape, this and that. And I can believe it because a lot of my friends just don't give a spit. And I say spit with an H here. They just don't. They don't care about it. And of course, and then they're at the point where they're all taking statins and all these different drugs, this and stuff, and it ain't doing them no good. You know, I mean, in other words, you're masking stuff. Instead of, you know, I told you about my little heart plaque, right? That arterial plaque that they spotted like 6 or 8 months ago, right? What did I do? I went on my own little diagnosis type of thing when got some pomegranate juice, some pure pomegranate juice, and ate some aged garlic and this and that. Bottom line is 8 months later, they tested it, and it's zero. Zero. I mean, it went from like a 2 to a 0. So the bottom line is you can do things on your own health-wise if you want to. In other words, it's up to you. It's your responsibility. Your doctor doesn't have the time to tell you. And you know what? Doctors don't know a whole lot about health and nutrition because when I've thrown things at my doctor, she's told me, I got to look that up. Say, what? You're the doctor. I thought you're supposed to be the expert. You're looking this up? You got to be kidding me. Bottom line is your health is priceless. And unless you realize that you need to be like anal about this and be on top of the doctors and get blood tests twice a year and this and that. And I'm talking about people after the age of 50. Before the age of 50, you don't get blood tests once a year, you're still playing Russian roulette. But the bottom line is, no need to play Russian roulette when you don't have to. Like Emmanuel Stewart, had he got the colonoscopy, he might be here for his 82nd birthday. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Back with Larry Merchant, 2007, after the break.
Sometimes life changes and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash. Whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Before I get back to kicking A, don't forget the website, folks, 24/7 on the web at ringtalk.com, your inside look into the world of boxing.
I told you, all of my critics, I told you all that I was the greatest of all time. Son, listen, I told you today, I'm still the greatest of all time. Never again defeat me. Never again say that I'm going to be defeated. Never again that make me the underdog until I'm about 50 years old.
The great Muhammad Ali, of course, after his TKO of George Foreman in 1974, The Rumble in the Jungle. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. End of an era, or maybe a benchmark in boxing history last night as far as the broadcasting end of its place when Larry Merchant took part in his last Boxing After Dark broadcast. So, Larry, the bad broadcast, of course, it started in 1996, I believe, with the Marco Antonio Barrera Kennedy McKinney fight, the LA Forum, which is just a few blocks from where you live. It's had a good run. 11 years been good boxing.
Yeah, well, last night the Guzman Soto fight was a kind of throwback to those old days.
Mm-hmm.
You know, two fighters in the lower weight classes, well known within the boxing community, but it got a broader audience, and at least for half the fight, they gave us a whale of a fight.
Yeah, and, you know, Guzman, I had been studying him since he was at 122 pounds, and he's had his weight issues, and he's had trainer issues, but he's never had ability issues. He has a ton of ability.
Yeah, he's the real deal. And he comes from this undefeated family, Pedro. He told us that his father was 6-0 when he had to retire because of an illness. He's got a kid brother who's just starting out. He's 4-0, and he's never lost as a professional. The last time he lost was the 96 Olympics. Mm-hmm. In Atlanta, and he's a winner.
Well, the Saquon people were so high on him. They were pumping money into him a few years ago, and I thought that maybe he was too much of a headache. And, you know, he's turned out to prove a lot of people wrong. He's still unbeaten now. And last night he was quite impressive over Soto. And Soto, by no means, is a hobo. I mean, he was on a 20-fight winning streak.
Yeah, the only question now is who will fight him?
Nobody.
Right. No, yeah. Barb Arum already said last night that Pacquiao's not going to fight him. And beside that, this kid's going to have to go up in weight class. He's come up from 122. He walked into the ring, Pedro, at 148. Now, just gather this. He was fighting for a junior lightweight title. And about 30 hours later,
he was a junior,
after the weigh-in, he's a junior middleweight.
Yeah.
You know, so he's going to have to move up to 35 or 40, not only because he's fighting the scale now, but also because...
nobody will fight him.
Exactly. He's going to have to fight a bigger guy.
But, you know, I thought Barrios was in that position, and he was exposed. And maybe, you know, Guzman stays at 130 too long and gets stale. But at 130, Larry, the super fight is between him and Pacquiao. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah, but Pacquiao is bursting at the seams as well. He's going to at least move up to... you know, fight at 135, whether he fights Marquez or he fights
Diaz,
he's going to move up to 35 as well.
Speaking of Juan Diaz, a few years ago on the show, you and I, we talked about his progress, and he wasn't looking all that good. I mean, Juarez at that time was looking better than him. Are you surprised that he's sort of is now at the head of the pack as far as the 2000 class is concerned? Are you surprised that he's the only one left?
Well, I suppose in hindsight, I'm a little surprised. You know, it's been a couple years since he beat that fighter from Mongolia for a title.
Lakhvasim.
Yes, and you suddenly saw this perpetual motion machine.
Mm-hmm.
And look, he beat two really good fighters this year in Freitas and Julio Diaz, and... you know, he's ready for anything, and, you know, he's the kind of fighter that may have a short run on top, but it's a lot of fun watching him while he's there.
Yeah, speaking of fights that didn't materialize, last week's fight between Joel Casamayor and Armando Santa Cruz was probably, I scored the fight 11-1 in rounds, and I think the only reason why I gave him a round, it was the seventh, was because Harold had given him the round, and Harold said, oh, he got that round, so I gave him the round to go along with Harold. And they had like an 11-1 fight, and then two judges come back and say that, you know, the other guy won, Casamayor, when he didn't throw a punch with bad intentions all night long. Larry, that fight really stunk bad. Is the New York commissioner really looking into criminal investigations regarding the judges?
Well, I don't think they're looking into a criminal investigation, but I think that set of judges is going to get suspended. But I think Ron Stevens, who's done a terrific job with that commission... the problem is that he tries to rotate all of the judges to see who's going to do the big fights.
Yeah.
And he's got to get away from that. Just like any other sport, when you got a title fight, when you got a big fight, you got to put your best officials out there. And, I mean, if that was a headline fight, there'd have been a congressional investigation by now. but there has been a rematch going to happen. The WBC stepped up for that. So that's a good thing. But listen, Casamayor was once a really good fighter. But now he's just a really old fighter. Mm-hmm. Not just a shot fighter, but a dead fighter. And he doesn't want to get hit anymore. He doesn't put himself behind any punch. And unless, he undergoes a rebirth, a total rebirth, he'll have one more fight before we can say goodbye.
Yeah, well, you can't say goodbye fast enough to some people. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts, the godfather of the HBO crew, none other than Larry Merchant himself is on the line. And Larry, were you a Sooner?
I was a Sooner, yes.
Okay, now, did Oklahoma get upset yesterday?
Yeah, they lost to Texas Tech. Some guy in Texas Tech threw 72 passes and beat them. But I'm okay with that. You know, I'm not one of those die-hard, obsessive fans. I like to see them do well. But it bothers me a little bit that back in Oklahoma, they have such a storied history of winning national championships and such, that if they just have a 9-2 seasons, people are upset. So I just think they're spoiled, and having an occasional 6-4 or 7-3 season is no great tragedy.
You know, I did a telecast back there with Mills Lane a few years, maybe in 2002, 2003, before he got sick. And it was surrounding, the sporting event was surrounding a Sooners game. And I have never seen a much, they're a cult, Larry. It's a cult following. I mean, it's unbelievable. The entire state turns to this college team.
Well, you know, they don't have pro franchises in some places. And as we go on and more graduates from these universities and they're getting bigger and bigger, you know, it's become a great social leveler and social force in some places, and it's almost, and maybe it is just too important for what's supposedly an institution of higher learning, but turns out to be an institution of higher scoring.
And they make a lot of money on that football as well. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Larry Merchant, the godfather of the HBO crew, is in the house.
When it comes to the world,
Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez on ringtalk.com. If you want to talk boxing or MMA, give us a call at 415-391-8356. 415-391-8356. Listen to the show live on ringtalk.com. Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Here's looking at you, kid.
My man, Scott Cuddy, with that fine introduction. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Last night, HBO rolled out a pretty good card on HBO Boxing after dark, of course, with Guzman winning over Soto in the main event. But the precursor to all this, of course, was a replay of the Sugar Shane Mosley-Miguel Cotto fight, which was a pretty good fight. I mean, no question about it. It was a pretty good fight. It was, of course, part of HBO's pay-per-view card last weekend. Larry, did Shane Mosley's age show a little bit there?
It might have been. I mean, I think that looking at that fight, you say to yourself, the Shane Mosley of 5-6 years ago wins it. But I think it for him to fight the way he fights, which is not like an old man, not like a guy who's afraid to get hit, mm-hmm. which is how most veteran fighters fight. It was a hell of a good performance. It was a very close decision. Can I tell you something that's really odd?
Go ahead, sir.
Mosley got all the three judges gave him one round in that fight.
You mean that's all they could agree on?
That was the only they could agree on. That, you know what that means? That at least one judge gave Cotto 11 rounds. You could say almost that that's a definition of the hometown factor.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a close fight. I have no problems with the result, 7-5.
Yep.
Most people thought it was. I thought it was a hell of a good fight. And I think it's conceivable off that fight that if Cotto is not available for Mayweather next year, by the middle of next year, assuming Mayweather beats Hatton, mm-hmm. that Mosley, by fighting that well, could be the next opponent for Mayweather.
I was talking with Emmanuel Stewart this week, and I talked to him on last week's show, and he talked about closing the fist. And I know a whole lot about this because in the amateurs, we fought with different gloves sometimes. Sometimes you could close the glove and make a good fist, and other times you couldn't. And when you couldn't close your glove all the way and make a real tight fist like you can in the Reyes gloves as a pro, Okay, you lacked punching power, and it took about 25 to 30% off your shot, I think. Mm-hmm. And Emmanuel agreed with me. And when we looked at Mosley, a lot of times Mosley doesn't ball up that right hand like Tommy Hearns did. He doesn't hold that right hand as tight. Sometimes when he hits, it's not all the way closed, and I think that takes a little bit of the power off his shots.
Mm-hmm. Look, when he was a lightweight, he was one of the best lightweights of the last generation.
Yeah.
He had 32 fights as a lightweight and stopped 30 opponents.
True.
And like every fighter that moves up in weight, you lose some of your power, and you have to fight a little bit differently. And he's had a great career. You know, there's been very few Shane Mosley fights that you walked out of thinking you wasted your time and your money. And to me, that's all you can ask of a prize fighter.
No question about that. Larry, with that, I wish you the best. I loaded the godmother for me, and I'll be talking to you during the week, sir. Godfather, all the best. You're the greatest.
Thank you very much, Pedro.
He is the greatest, folks. No question about that. Is the godfather, Larry Merchant, the HBO crew. Man, I feel privileged to be on the radio with him just to know him. I mean, he's such a great guy. People don't know him. People say he's a smart ass. What people used to tell me. He's not a smart ass. He's smarter than most of us. Smart guy, not a smart ass. Smart ass. No, smart guy. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. It's 35 minutes past the hour. At about 40 minutes past the hour, we'll be joined by the retired HBO godfather himself. That's right. Larry Merchant, 95 years old, will be in the house. Open phone lines around the planet. You want to talk to Larry? Here's your chance. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, the retired HBO godfather talking about the He left HBO in 2012. Of course, the last HBO boxing after dark card, 2007. I remember that first fight card we had down there at the LA Forum, and I was doing ring talk across the street at an office. I got to walk across the street, went into the Forum, the whole nine yards. Those were great days, no doubt about that. Of course, the Forum people were really good to me. And I want to say that Jerry Buss was probably one of the greatest hosts I've ever dealt with. Jerry Buss, of course, owned the LA Lakers. I think his daughter's running the team now. But the bottom line is, Jerry Buss, when he ran the LA Lakers, he was a good guy. Plus, he handed out blue pills at his party, and I had no idea why he was giving those old men blue pills. But you know the blue pill? Think about the blue pill. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Back with the retired HBO godfather, Larry Merchant, after the break on Sports Byline.
Every champion has a team behind them, and for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today.
Celebrate responsibly.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Can I just
go for
give
it?
You one postscript. After that fight, I thought of something the great sports writer Red Smith once wrote. If you want to find out who won a close fight, ask a 9-year-old kid.
Let's take it from Frisco to Santa Monica and bring in the retired HBO godfather, Mr. Larry Merchant. Larry, we've done all kinds of stuff today, playing clips from you from 2007, the end of the HBO show. Did you get a chance to listen to those clips yourself?
No, I'm sorry, I didn't.
I can't believe that. I'm like mind blown. Anyway, okay. Anyway, let's talk about the end of the HBO Boxing After Dark series, and you know, had a good run, no doubt about that. Of course, the first fight there at the Forum, and then ending, of course, in Atlantic City with Guzman and Soto. Of course, that was the last Boxing After Dark card. I got some questions about HBO, and maybe they might be a little too touchy. But the bottom line is, did HBO start to lose its place in boxing when Seth Abraham decided to depart?
Oh, I don't think it was Seth. Anything connected with Seth. He did so much great work.
No, that's not what I'm trying to say, Godfather. What I'm trying to say is when he left, I mean, he was the glue holding everything together, I thought.
Well, you know, it's an insight that I didn't have.
Okay.
I guess I was too close to it. But I also think that American boxing was in decline. There weren't as many people watching. When AT&T, I think it was, who bought HBO, the numbers were declining.
Yeah.
And they decided they were going to go another way. They were going to go the Netflix way. So it had to do with, I think, what's going on in the society, in the culture. Kids, not many kids, I should say, go to gyms anymore.
They don't read.
Well, that's another matter. You don't have to know how to read to be a good fighter.
Okay, that's a good point. I'm just talking about America as a whole because, you know, Godfather, when I talk to young kids, and I'm talking with young kids 18 to 35 or 40, their attention span is really short, and they don't like, I mean, if you put something in front of them, they seem to get disassociated with it after about 400 or 500 words. And I like to write, you know, we used to get paid by the word back in the day. So I used to like to write 1,000-word stories, and nowadays they don't work.
Well, things have changed with social
media
and all of that has come in. Things have just changed, and you have to accept it and try to make the best of it.
Okay.
Put more cards on like we had a few weeks ago.
Yeah, the Boots Ennis. The Boots Ennis. Yep. And, you know, speaking of cards, You and I, our favorite guy, Dana White, put on a card last night, and the guy went into the octagon or that cage, whatever, the cage of battle, and he looks like he had a torn Achilles tendon because when he took off his slipper, he couldn't stand up on one foot. Okay, so they put this hurt guy in the ring or in the cage last night. The thing lasted less than a minute. $26 million gate. Everybody was a mark. Everybody got took.
Well,
think about it.
That's showbiz. That's boxing.
No, this wasn't boxing. This was MMA. This was Dana White.
Okay. My deepest sorrow for saying
I know, it's like Dana White. Listen, Dana White is the boxing, what gonorrhea is the dating.
Well, I guess that's one way to put it. I didn't know what the big deal was about the event. McGregor, all I remember about McGregor is that he tried to be a boxer and Floyd Mayweather measured him.
Yeah, every second of every round. There's no doubt about that. But give them props. They pulled in 26 million people, $26 million gate last night, and that's a record. And you talk about the decline of boxing. You and I talked about this years ago, that we thought the promoters were dropping the ball by fighting with one another and not working together. But do you know what? I think a lot of the – oh, God, here I go giving the credit again. But I think a lot of that had to do with is during boxing's greatest era there in the 90s and thus forth, Seth Abraham held – he was the glue that held all this together.
Well, you may be right. I'd have to talk to some people if that was the case.
As a journalist, that's the way I saw it.
No, it wasn't the way I saw it.
Okay.
What I saw it was that our numbers were in decline, which is a reflection of the lesser interest in boxing happened.
I get that, Godfather. I get that. But what I'm trying to say is that I thought that once Uncle Seth left HBO, that everything started to maybe it was already progressing downhill according to the AT&T polls and this and that. But
yes, and also maybe Seth saw what was going on.
Yeah,
and how the boxing was in some decline and was a reflection of the negotiations he was having and so on. And so forth.
What was mind-blowing about him, and I'm blowing smoke up his skirt all the time every chance I get, is that he could get people in the room that hated each other. I mean, guys who would pull guns on one another and kiss and that. He'd get them in the same room, and they'd work out a deal.
Well, they wouldn't have been in the room if they weren't looking for a deal. But be that as it may, look, Seth was a great leader. He became a dear friend of mine, and I've never heard a negative word said about Seth. But I thought that his leaving HBO was more of a reflection of what was going on out in the world.
Timing
than anything he could continue to control.
Well, I'm going to say we, because the entire world had a hell of a run. I mean, it just did from '78 on, and the Holmes Norton fight from that point forward, and '78 on. I mean, HBO just kicked ass, and HBO was boxing. I mean, Showtime, they tried to do their things, but for the most part, Showtime's got a lot of times the scraps.
Look, we had a great run. We had a great run. We had great leadership, great production people, and so on. And we've got to live with it. That our time was over for various reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And the sport, it's not just the the promoters and the managers, but somehow the sport went into decline, and every big man wanted to be a football player or a basketball player, and so on. The fact that the U.S. hasn't had a serious heavyweight contender for years.
Yep.
So all of that was collectively what was going on in boxing, and just hope. I think the Brits put on big shows better than our promoters do today.
But I think that has to do with the fan base to an extent. They're rabid.
Yeah. Well, you mean in Britain?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that is the case.
Hey.
And it's not the case here.
Okay, but the coolest time, back to Uncle Seth and HBO. The coolest time I ever saw in my life at a boxing match, the coolest thing I ever saw was when we were in London, the Rolling Stones were ringside, Larry Merchant was ringside, I was ringside, and Princess Ima Maid came in on a magic carpet. Remember that?
Yep.
Holy cow!
Yeah. Well, we could get away with a lot of stuff back in those days.
Godfather, I mean, nothing's ever... Listen, there's never been any ring entrance even close.
Well, I give credit to other leaders in the group who came up with that idea. It might have been the Brits. It happened in Britain.
Man, here's what you were like. It was hypnotizing. I mean, what was going on here? It was like mind blowing. And of course, the Maid came down. He beat Prince. Johnny Bungu, I think, of South Africa that night inside the distance. But the bottom line is, of course, that was probably the prince's coronation, because from that point forward, things started to go downhill, and he lost to Marco Antonio Barrera. But of all the HBO dates that I remember, I think that was that magic. I can't get it. I mean, the Hagler Hearns thing when you and I met, that was something epic. But the bottom line is that ring entrance, entering on the magic carpet, I don't think there's anything that's come close.
Well, I can't think of anything.
And the Rolling Stones ring, Godfather.
I can't think of anything that would be in the same arena.
And Uncle Seth threw a party, and guess who shows up? The Rolling Stones. This was really cool. The Rolling Stones are at a party, and I'm wondering why the Rolling Stones are kissing Sean Diddy's ass. Well, Puff Daddy, you ever call him what you want, but they're kissing his ass, and I was wondering, what are they kissing this guy's ass for? So I get in the restroom with Ron Wood, and we're standing side by side, taking care of business, and I said to him, why are you kissing Puff Daddy's ass? He said to me, because he's got the best weed, man. But I couldn't figure out why these guys were like kissing Puff Daddy's ass. Anyway, that was one hell of a day in London, no doubt about that. And I thank HBO for bringing me over there and allowing me to do radio from across the pond. Listen, I had a good little run at HBO as a subcontractor, those were priceless. Godfather, those were priceless times for me. They were spending time around you and Jim Lampley and Harold Letterman, and God rest his soul. I'm not a God guy, but may he rest in peace. I mean, Harold and me, we were like, yeah, we were tighter than me and you early on. I mean, I miss Harold. Harold was a great guy.
Well, Harold was a part of our team, and we had teams of production experts, and we had a team of announcers. Somebody was doing something right, and we had our setbacks here and there, but by and large, HBO was boxing. And for a couple, at least two decades.
Yep, no doubt about that, of course. And when did it come? When did HBO say goodbye? When did HBO say goodbye? 2012?
Something like that.
Yeah, something about that. Yeah, something like that. Anyway, you got anything special planned this week?
Well, I don't have any medical appointments to keep me going.
What about the book club?
No, the book club we take a month off every summer, and the month is August.
Right now.
We don't get back together again until early September. I had some plans to go to New York to hang out with some friends, including Seth Abraham.
Yeah.
But when the heat wave hit, I sat and had a conversation with myself, and I said, Larry, do the smart thing for once. just pass this one by. And I had hotel reservations and plane reservations, and I canceled everything, and I'm thinking about going back in the early fall.
Well, when it cools off a little bit. Anyway, Godfather, I love you. Have a good day and a good week, and I hope to see you real soon, of course, before September. But the bottom line is, you are the greatest, without a doubt, and I thank you so much for your time over the years.
Thank you.
The great Larry Merchant on Sports Byline. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
Listen, were you forced into getting a solar contract and now you just don't want it anymore? Maybe the solar company misled you. Or is your solar contract buried with hidden fees? Are you not saving the amount of money you thought you would on your energy costs? Don't worry. At the Solar Exit Hotline, we can help you cancel your solar contract, even if the panels are already installed. Our experienced legal team will review your contract and help you cancel it, possibly saving you thousands of dollars. You got to call right now for complete details. So listen, if you're not happy with your solar contract for any reason, we are here to help you cancel it. Call the Solar Exit Hotline now for immediate options to help you exit your solar contract. This call is 100% free.
800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. That's 800-826-4073.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. As a veteran, show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097. Proceeds support Heroes on the Water.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Like the guy says, you're going to heat lightning and you're going to crap thunder.
At my age, I'm just looking at crap. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, some of the upcoming fights talked about Errol Spence and Tim Zhu. I'm going to go with Tim Zhu there, even though Tim Zhu's damaged good. But Errol Spence, man, he's like way done damaged. Because, I mean, Errol Spence has been shot. So many bullet holes in him, it's unbelievable. It's like Bonnie and Clyde, like the car of Bonnie and Clyde. Imagine that. That is Errol Spence, professional boxer. Of course, Joshua and his bum named Pranga is going to knock him out and, of course, set up a fight with Tyson Fury, probably, of course, the Battle of the UK, no doubt about that. You know, that's one I wouldn't mind going over for. I really wouldn't mind going over for that one. I haven't been over to the UK in a while. Of course, I just talked about that big fight in the UK that we had with Princess Himabed back, was like 2004, something like that. But the bottom line is, man, he came in on a magic carpet. He came into the ring on a magic. I mean, that kind of spit with an H you just don't see. I mean, HBO did it all. And, of course, you heard me there complimenting time and time and time again Seth Abraham, man. Let me tell you, Uncle Seth Abraham, he didn't know it, but he made my life wonderful. I went all over the world because of him, some of the 34 countries I visited because of my association and the funding that I got from HBO. So without Seth Abraham, and Larry Merchant knew nothing about it. Without Seth Abraham and his vice president, Lou DiBella, I wouldn't be here right now. Straight up, this has been another edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. The impeccable one was pretty impeccable this weekend, but he did have one little gaffe there, so we got to castrate him afterwards. Bottom line, he's in deep trouble. Ah, I'm just kidding. I love him. Don't know about that. Jehovah God, the great Bailey Peck. Until next week, this Ring Talk Live Worldwide is a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and I choked it at the end.